There's a Bhagavad Leela pastimes from the 10th canto. King Sadyumna becomes a woman. Prishadra attains perfection. In the future millennium, King Satyavrata took birth as Shraddhavan, the son of Vibhishvan. Shraddhadev, and his other name is Vaivashvatamanu. So this Vaivashvatamanu didn't have any son. So Vashishtha did a yajna. His wife drank some, took some ghee. She produced a child. It was a girl child. Still, the king wasn't very happy because he wanted a son, not just a child. He wanted a son to inherit his kingdom, carry on his lineage in Gotra. And Vashishya said, well, this happened because somebody didn't pronounce the mantra correctly. So the Vashishya, on the strength of his tapabalam, he offered prayers and asked Vishnu if this girl could be turned into a male. So then Vishnu did that. And then that daughter born to Shraddhadeva or Vaivashvatamanu became a boy with the name Sadyumna. And later King Sadyumna went hunting with some ministers. He entered a forest where Shiva enjoys with Uma. As soon as he entered that forest, he turned into a lady. He had a Sindhi male horse. Let's see. He turned into a female horse. And all the ministers and other kings with him on the hunting expedition, they also became women. And they weren't too happy about that. So what's the story behind all this? Well, in that same forest, once a group of rishis came to have darshan of Shiva, but he was enjoying with his wife Ambika, and she was naked, and she was ashamed to see the rishis before her. And seeing that, his wife Parvati or Ambika was disturbed by the unannounced visit of these rishis. Shiva made a proclamation, anyone who comes to our private pleasure forest, they'll immediately become a woman. But somehow that King Sadyumna didn't know about this particular boon, so he became a woman. So this king had become a very beautiful woman. Then the son of Soma God named Buddha. So then they combined and produced this son named Parurava. Vashishtha saw this whole situation with his Jajaman Sudhuna had become a woman. So he started worshiping Lord Shiva to please him. But at the same time, Shiva didn't want to go against his promise to Parvati. So he said, listen, Vashishtha, you please him by your tapabalam and puja. So your Jajaman, your disciple, the former king Sadyumna, he can be a woman 1 month and a male the next month. And this way he can rule the world. It's a very strange arrangement here that Sadyumna became alternatively every month a man or a woman. The citizens didn't like this so much, because every other month he had to stop being a king when he was a woman. And finally gave the kingdom to his son Parivara. And in his old age, this King Sadyumna did heavy austerities with the hope of getting more sons. And somehow he was blessed with one great son named Prishadra. And he was very much attached to protecting cows. Goseva, Goraksha. So one night a tiger came to the Goshala and he sees one cow. So it was totally pitch black that night. The cows are crying. The king, Prishadra, he came there with his sword and he couldn't see what he was doing. So he, in the direction of the crying, cut some animal. It turned out he cut the head off a cow. He also cut the ear off the tiger who ran away. So when the sun rose, King Prishadra, he became extremely unhappy when he saw he killed a cow, although it was accidentally. Vasishtha Muni is Kula Guru and priest. He said, in your next life, you'll be born as a Shudra because of killing this cow. So Prishadra accepted this curse, but he, although he accepted it, he left his kingdom and took a vow of brahmacharya. He came totally absorbed in serving the Supreme Lord. Eventually gave up his body in a forest fire, went to the spiritual world, and thus became free from that curse. Very interesting story. There's another Leela from ninth canto. The Sukanya Chavanamuni Vivaha. The marriage of Sukanya and Chavanamuni. And Revati, the daughter of King Kakudmi, gives his daughter in marriage to Baladev, the Supreme Lord. The son of Vaivashvatamanu had a beautiful daughter named Sukanya. This son of Vaivashvatamanu's name was Sharyati. So Sharyati took his beautiful daughter Sukanya to the forest and they stopped at Chavanamuni's ashram. And she was playing with her little girlfriends and some hole in the ground, she saw something glowing and she poked that with some sharp straw and blood began oozing from those two glowing worms. As a result of that, all the soldiers of the king became constipated. And he could understand by his power that someone amongst his group had offended Chaivana Muni, who was the son of Bhrigu. And Sukanya, the daughter of Shayati, said, I think I did it, because I did something wrong. Somehow Shayati could understand that staying within this hole was, in a worm's form of body, was this great Muni, Chaivana Muni. So then somehow he gave his beautiful daughter Sukanya to Chaivana Muni. He was happy and gave up the curse or offense. Chaivana Muni was old enough to be Sukanya's grandfather, and he's a very irritable old rishi. But she humbly submitted and served him very nicely. The heavenly physicians, Ashwini Kumaras, by chance visited Chaivana Muni's ashram. And Chaivana Rishi made a proposal, kind of like a deal, with the Ashwini Kumaras. He said, listen, I have somaras, which I usually reserve for the demigods, and you have no adhikar to drink somaras, but I'll give you a full pot of it if you give me some kind of potent medicine by which I can become youthful again to enjoy my wife. They said, all right. So he took that old bony, gray-haired Muni, Ashwini Kumaras dipped him in a lake, and he became very beautiful. So then later, the king returned to King Sharyati, who was the son of Vaivashvatamanu. He returned to King Sharyati's ashram to see his son-in-law. King Sharyati returned to Chavanamuni's ashram to visit his son-in-law and his daughter Sukanya, because he wanted the sage Chaivana Muni to do a yagya on his behalf. But he saw some handsome young man sitting by his daughter's side. Seeing that the father, unknowingly of the situation, he chastised his daughter. He said, "What is this? You're taking some young dashing boy to be your boyfriend and giving up your old husband? You'll go to hell for this." She said, "Actually, my dear father, you're quite wrong. He got a blessing from Ashwini Kumar. My husband, Shravana Muni, became young again." So King Sharti was happy with this. When Indra heard that the unqualified Ashwini Kumaras had received some Somaras from Shravana Muni, he became very angry. So he decided to kill the Brahmin in retaliation. But somehow, due to his Brahmin Tejas, Shravana Muni paralyzed Indra's arm before he could release the weapon. Then there was one grandson of this same king, Sharyati. His name was Revata. He constructed a kingdom under the ocean called Kushastali. And this king, Revata had one son whose name Kukudmi. And Kukudmi took his daughter to the heavenly, to Brahmaloka to find out, to help arrange for marriage for her. Brahma was busy listening to a Gandharva music concert. He didn't want to be disturbed. And finally, he had a chance to meet Brahma, and he said, "Listen, I have some King Kukudmi. So I have a list here of a few available princes, which I want. I'm thinking of betrothing my daughter Revati to, but I want you to decide which one is the most suitable." And Brahma laughed, "Ha, ha, 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 that's very funny. All these princes you've suggested already died long ago. Because you've been waiting here for a half hour. So already millions of years have passed on the earth planet. And there's princes don't exist anymore." But actually, Brahma said, "There's one quite an amazing, unprecedented personality present right now on the earth. His name, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Baladev. He is fit to accept the hand of your daughter. I suggest you go to him." So King Kukudmi, he took his daughter Revati to the earth planet and he gave her to Baladev. Then the king, his duty being done, he took Vanaprast and went to Badrik Ashram to worship the Narayan avatar. Of course, there's a funny story they tell in the Leela. When you tour Vrindavan, you go to Dalji or somewhere where there's Balaram temple, Revati Dalji, or most prominently found in Mahavan near Gokul in a place called Dalji Mahavan, Gokul Mahavan. A very ancient temple established 5,000 years ago by Krishna's great-grandson, Bajranath. And there they say that during this previous age, Satyuga or Tretyuga, whenever this king existed, King Kukudmi and his daughter Revati, everyone was very tall and lived a very long life. They were extremely tall, 20, 30 feet tall. So when he finally came to earth and he met Baladev in Kali Yuga, or the end of Dwapara Yuga, he saw that Baladev was quite short, much shorter than his wife. And Baladev saw that she was much, way 10, 15 feet taller. The story they tell that Balaram, when he saw her, she's beautiful, he was attracted, he wanted to accept her. So he took his Haladara, Balaram, he took his club and he put the tip of it on her shoulder and he pulled her down to the earth to his little bit shorter than him. So now she became proper size according to the yuga. This is a very interesting story that they tell. Revati Balarama ki jai. This is another Leela from the ninth canto. Nabaga. This Nabaga was a grandson of Vaivashvata Manu, who lived many years as a brahmachari with his guru in Gurukul. His brothers divided the property amongst themselves, excluding him, because they thought he would never leave the brahmachari ashram. However, they were surprised when at a later age he returned home. He said, "Where's my portion of our father's inheritance?" And they said, "Well, there's no more property left, but you can have our father." And the father went, the Nabhaga went to his father and said, "Listen, this is the deal." And his father said, "This is ridiculous. I can't become your property." Now listen attentively. I'll give you a solution. Very interesting arrangement here. His father is very clever. He said, the descendants of Angira Rishi are doing a Mahayagya. But unfortunately, every 6 days after doing the yagya, they became a little bewildered. And they forget some mantras. So you should go and tell them these few mantras that they'll forget. And when they complete their sacrifice, they'll be grateful and thankful to you, because you reminded them of those forgotten mantras so they could complete the yagya. Then they'll give you whatever wealth they received as a donation. So they did. So Nabhaga did that, and the Ashwini dynasty Brahmins were so happy that they gave him everything that they got from the yagya. Then Nabhaga was all very happy about his big wealth he had attained. But then from the northern direction, suddenly came a very huge person, gigantic in proportions and totally black in color. He says, "Wait a minute. All the wealth you got from this yagya belongs to me." And Nabhaga said, "No, it was rightfully given to me by the rishis who did the yagya." So he said, "Listen, let's go to your father and ask him to settle." So then Nabhaga said, "Actually, the sages did a Shiva yagya. So everything in that yagya belongs to Shiva." So then Nabhaga said, "Okay, fine." He offered everything to Shiva, and Nabhaga said, "Can you give me any mercy?" Lord Shiva said, "Actually, it is correct. Everything belongs to me. But I will allow you to take all the wealth because of your good behavior." So that big black person who had appeared before Nabhaga was actually Shiva, coming in a different form just to test the nobility and purity of Nabhaga's heart. And Nabhaga was a very great devotee, and he gave birth to a wonderful son. And the son of Nabhaga was named Maharaj Ambarish. So that'll be the next Leela that we tell, the story of Ambarish Maharaj and Durvasa Muni. We can see by this how when one performs his duties in a Krishna conscious or a spiritual way, and he always gets, although he may get an immediate setback or face some immediate negative or untoward circumstances or situations in life, ultimately gets the happy result or the complete full result and realizes the greatest happiness. So Nabhaga was a very virtuous and noble person, and he was tested. We'll all be tested by the Lord to see which direction we'll go. And hopefully by our sincerity and surrender, we'll make the right choices and always act in a spiritual way, depending on the Lord's mercy at every step. Okay.